The group behind Juno's bid to host the 2014 Arctic Winter Games launched a website Sunday and will spend the next 45 days organizing all the documents needed for the city's bid. The book-length report will detail how Juno plans to pull off the event, which happens every 2 years in a different northern region. Group members gave a presentation to the assembly earlier this week. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Pam Leary is co-chair of Juno's Arctic Winter Games Bid Committee. She attended this year's games in Grand Prairie, Alberta, as an official ambassador of the city. Now she thinks Juno has what it takes to make the games a success.
The kids, just watching their interactions with the athletes from the other lands, is phenomenal. Watching them exchange their jackets and their uniforms and their flags and the pin trading that goes on. I mean, there's just joy on everybody's face. It's just one of those events that just wows you.
The Arctic Winter Games feature a variety of sporting events such as skiing, curling, figure skating, and dog mushing. Athletes range in age from 13 to 19 years old and hail from Alaska, northern Canada, Scandinavia, and Russia. Greenland was supposed to host the 2014 games, but officials there backed out earlier this year. Both Juno and Fairbanks have submitted intents to bid and each received $50,000 in state funds to help write their bid. The bid committee will seek assembly approval for Juno's bid in mid-September, about a month before the document is due. Leary's co-chair on the bid committee is Kirk Duncan, manager of the city-owned Eagle Crest Ski Area. He has a pretty good feel for what facilities Juno already has in place. He says the city will have to pay at least $5 million just to make the games happen. Then there's the infrastructure that needs to be added. Juno would have to build two more ice sheets, either temporarily or in the form of a new ice arena. Duncan says that could push their bid over $10 million.
We're spending the next 45 days really trying to true up the numbers as much as possible. If we build another permanent sheet of ice, it could be upwards of the total cost of $12 million, $5 million to do the games and $7 million to build the ice arena. There's a gazillion different ways to build ice arenas. It could be anywhere from $1 million to $7 million.
Duncan says the committee is researching grants and other funding sources if Juno were to be awarded the games. Juno bid on the 2006 Arctic Winter Games, which went to the Kenai Peninsula Borough. Tim Dillon was executive director of those games and says the borough made significant investments in infrastructure.
We actually built a new sheet of ice down in Homer. It's right there on the spit. We had to do some improvements on a variety of different facilities. From a communication standpoint, we did a lot of things from internet access to cell phone access. There were areas where we needed to widen roads because we knew that there was no way to get the number of buses we needed to be able to stage properly. So it was a variety of different things.
Leary notes that Fairbanks has hosted the games twice, while Juno has never hosted them. She encourages people to go to the bid committee's website, awgjuno.org, for more information, and says people can help with the bid by writing letters of support.
The international committee really looks to see whether the community is behind the games. And so I think they look at those letters, they look at who the letters are being written from. They want to make sure that everybody from just regular citizens like you and me want the games to businesses and key community leaders.
If the assembly approves the committee's bid, Arctic Winter Games officials would come to Juno early next year for a site visit. The last time that happened, during the 2006 bid process, the officials were weathered out of town for a day, and when they finally arrived, there was no snow at Eagle Crest. Leary and Duncan say weather and transportation concerns will be addressed in the bid. In Juno, I'm Casey Kelly.